Next application is case number 11399, the application of Chester Townsend. Site is located west of Route 341, Falling Point Road, 1/4 mile north of Route 341A, Ballast Point Road, with a 911 address of 32523 Falling Point Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, map 6, parcel 161.04. Requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a medical hardship. Gentlemen, this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we did receive 2 mail returns. And this is a request for a medical hardship for the care of their mother.
Okay. You need to go up and be sworn in.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Shirley Townsend, 32523 Falling Point Road, Dexter, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hello.
This request is for your mother?
Yes.
For this trailer? Okay. And let's see. You've got a letter here from the doctor that she's with her medication and her general care.
Yes.
Okay. And it's just her lung?
Yes.
For the treatment. Okay. All right. Are there any questions then from members of the board? Now, Mr. Rickard.
What year did you say? I'm sorry. What year was it for the mobile home going to be?
Oh, brand new.
Brand new?
Brand new,
oh,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
So you'll be skirting that and making it all up nicey-poo?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I have no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
You understand that if we do grant this, it's for a period of 2 years?
And then what happens after 2 years?
Okay, after 2 years, if the situation still exists, where it's your mother?
Yes.
Yes, is still living there and being cared for, then you can come prior to the end of 2 years. You can come back to the office, and the director can approve year by year additional time.
Okay.
If you fail to do that, then you would have to pay $400 and come back before the board or whatever the fee is then and reapply. And it can be there as long as it is your mother and no one else. It can't be, you know, if for whatever reason she would no longer live there, then the mobile home would have to be removed. Or if there were someone else, father, brother, whatever, that needed that same care and facility, then you could reapply. So I just want to make sure you understood.
Yeah, I did understand that it was just for, you know, just for her and,
right.
You know.
Right. And so, and again, for 2 years, then prior to the end of 2 years, just go back to the office if that still exists.
When does the 2 years start after the
approval? After the finding of facts are done, which usually takes about 60 days or 90 days after an approval.
And the question. Better lately. It's a little bit less.
A little less. and the. The question.
Somebody can remind me so I can, you know, hurry up and come in here before I have to pay $400.
You'll get a letter as okay. to it's been approved and so forth.
You'll get a reminder, yeah. And I'll need a letter from a doctor stating that her condition still warrants the approval.
Right.
You have to get a letter from a doctor each year to be able to grant approval.
And the question at hand is, will the requested use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Not at all. I mean, seriously, I could probably sneak that house in there in the middle of the night and nobody would even know it's there. It's going to be, my husband has several outbuildings there because of his business. It's going to be behind that.
Okay.
We have a patch of woods there. We're going to make it blue just like our house, just like its outbuildings. It's going to be, you know, what did you say, comfy, cozy, beautiful, all that stuff.
Right.
So, okay. I mean, it's our property. We don't want to make it look bad,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
So, and yeah, it's seriously, it's a small house, 28 by 38. It's a nice little spot there. In the woods right next to our house, so no, it will adversely affect nothing.
So it's a double wide?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
No other questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions. Okay. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,400.
399.
Period of 2 years.
399.
399, I'm sorry.
Sorry to.
Pull the Mr. Langs there.
Sure.
That it substantially will not affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties and for 2 years.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,399 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,399 is approved for 2 years.
Perfect, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.